President Bush today designated a Qatari national as an enemy combatant. Justice officials say Ali Salah Al-Mari has been paving the way for al-Qaeda operatives to settle in the U.S. Al-Mari is the third person, along with Jose Padilla and Yasser Hamdi, to be named publicly since September 11th as an enemy combatant. Al-Mari had been indicted on charges of credit card fraud and lying to the FBI, but those charges have been dropped now that he's been transferred to military custody. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now. Jennifer, some background first. I've read that Al-Mari was actually on the FBI's radar screen since shortly after the September 11th attacks.
That's right. He entered the U.S. on September 10th, the day before the attacks, on a student visa. He was in Peoria, Illinois, where he'd received a bachelor's degree a decade earlier. 2 weeks after the attacks, based on a tip from the public, the FBI interviewed him. Officials say he lied about previous visits here, but there were no charges. 2 months later, the FBI interviewed him again, and this time officials say he lied about placing phone calls to an al-Qaeda operative in the United Arab Emirates, a man, Mustafa Ahmed al-Hawsawi, who prosecutors say provided financial backing to the 9/11 hijackers. Al-Mari was then detained as a material witness, and a grand jury later indicted him. The Justice Department alleges he was involved in a credit card scam to fund al-Qaeda activities.
But those charges are now dropped, and he's now considered an enemy combatant. Why is that?
Justice officials say in recent months they have received information from al-Qaeda detainees, they wouldn't say who or where, that Al-Mari was a sleeper operative. They say two detainees told them he attended the Al-Farouq training camp in Afghanistan, pledged his service to Osama bin Laden, and volunteered to be a martyr. The Justice Department says he clearly was part of plans for future attacks, and they say that trying him in the criminal system would harm national security. Now, they didn't say how this is. But one possibility is this: much of their information did come from al-Qaeda detainees, so presumably if you're having a trial, these people could be called up to testify, and we know the Pentagon is dead set against that, and they're challenging that in other cases. Now, I should add that Al-Mari's lawyer has also reacted. He says he thinks the government declared his client an enemy combatant because Al-Mari refused to cooperate and plead guilty, as a number of other terror suspects have. The Justice Department says they're confident they would have won the case.
And what happens to Mr. Al-Mari now?
Well, as an enemy combatant, he has fewer rights, including no right to a lawyer. A Defense Department official says for now he's being kept in the U.S. He's not being taken to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where the U.S. military is holding some 600 other foreigners declared enemy combatants. The Pentagon would not say whether Al-Mari is likely to face trial by a military tribunal, but that is a possibility.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.